Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I'm going to be talking about religion. And what does the Bible say about religion? There's a sentiment among Christians today that religion is a bad thing. There's certainly a feeling in our culture that religion is bad. Spirituality is good. Okay, so you'll see a lot of people will make that distinction. I'm a spiritual person, but not a religious person. And the idea here is that being religious, there's something negative about that. Different polls have been done, and over the last 5 years, every year, more and more people will be able to identify as spiritual, but they decline to identify as religious. I think even in Christian culture, you see a lot of this. For instance, people will say in order to promote the Christian faith to others, in order to be evangelistic, they will say something like this. Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. All right, and the assumption in that statement is that religion is something bad, right? We're denying that we're a religion. Christianity isn't a religion. You know, we don't want the baggage that comes with that term, so we want to focus on it being a relationship. Well, I want to challenge some of those assumptions. Is religion really a bad thing according to the Bible, according to what Jesus taught? Jesus certainly will be the one that people will point to say, see, Jesus said worship in spirit and truth. And so Jesus promoted being spiritual, but he was against those religious Pharisees. He was against the religious people of his day. So certainly he was against religion. I want to pull back a little bit and say, no, I don't think that's correct. I think Jesus was against certain types of religion, and I think it's important to get to the root of exactly what it was Jesus was opposed to. But I think that Jesus would say, and the whole Bible would say, that religion and spirituality are good things. We don't want to be one without the other. In fact, being religious can help us to be spiritual, help us to worship in spirit and truth. So the first thing I need to do today is talk about some definitions. I mean, what does it even mean to say, I am spiritual but not religious? How are those two things different? And I'll just start off with a basic definition of religion that you would find in a dictionary is something along the lines of to believe in or worship a supreme being or a god. And by that account, of course, Christianity is a religion. I mean, we believe as Christians that there is a God and we want to worship him. So that would make Christianity a religion, despite the popularity of the phrase, it's a relationship, not a religion. However, that's just the basic definition. I don't think that's what people really are thinking about when they make these kinds of statements. And what they mean is a little hard to pin down. I don't think people really, you know, have a nice, tidy definition that everyone agrees with. But as I've heard people use the words spiritual and the words religious in different contexts, I think I have a general sense of what is meant by these two terms. So I think when people say, I'm a spiritual person, they mean that they like to experience the supernatural. They believe that there is life after death. They believe there is more than the physical world. They believe there is a God. They may believe in angels. They may believe that they can have a spiritual experience where they connect with God. And so they like these inner spiritual experiences. For instance, I worship God when I see the sunrise. That is a spiritual experience for me. So that's spiritual. So how does that contrast with religious? I think people often mean by religion something that is in a set time and done a set way. Your church says be at church at a certain time on Sunday morning and say this prayer at a certain point in the service. Religion would be reciting certain prayers word for word. It would be observing certain religious habits, like maybe praying before your meal. Each meal you eat three times a day, saying prayers before bedtime would maybe be religious. Wearing religious jewelry would be religious. Joining a formal church and believing in a formal belief statement. You know, those would all be religious things in the minds of people making a distinction here. So I think someone would be a good illustration of this who says, you know, I don't need to go to church to worship God. I can worship God while I'm fishing. All right, see, now that's the, I'm for the inner experience of connecting with the divine, and I can do that any number of ways, spontaneously, anywhere. Being in nature helps me do that. I don't need the formal procedure of going to a church service of a particular denomination. That's religion. So I think that's what's driving the I'm spiritual, not religious. And I think that's what's driving the Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. There's a big movement among Christians to get away from all the religious, traditional, outward acts of religion and focus more on the inner spirituality. Now, I think there's some wisdom to that. I think that Jesus emphasized worshiping in spirit and truth above any kind of outward ritual. I think that it is most important that we worship God from our hearts, and I think we can worship God in spirit and be spiritual people without having very many or even any necessarily outward religious customs and traditions. However, I'm going to make the case that the Bible says that there is a role for religion, that there is a place where religious habits and customs can help us stay focused on God and can help us grow our inner spirituality and relationship with God. And we shouldn't throw out religion just because religion can be abused and there can be dangerous practices in religion. So that's what I'm going to say. Now, how do I get there? Let me just say briefly today, I'm going to spend a little time during the week in Matthew chapter 23. This is where Jesus gives his strongest sermon against the Pharisees and the religious people of his day. And so this is the passage where he says, you know, they do not practice what they preach. And that's obviously a famous saying. You know, we all recognize hypocrisy. When you preach one thing and you're not doing it, you're doing another. And then Jesus goes on to talk about all kinds of religious practices that the Pharisees do. And so at first glance, you might get the idea that Jesus is against religion. But when you look at the connection between all of his criticisms, you can see that every time Jesus is criticizing the hypocrisy of those religious practices, not the religious practices themselves. And there are a whole lot of religious practices that Jesus would have followed and that Jesus encouraged his disciples to follow because they were taught in the Old Testament scriptures, in the Bible of that time. The New Testament hadn't been written yet. And Jesus gave his full endorsement of any number of religious practices and indeed, in fact, all of the religious practices in the Old Testament. Jesus' issue was with hypocrisy. Jesus' issue was with how these religious practices were being used the wrong way with the wrong motive. So Jesus says, for instance, in Matthew 23:5, everything they do is done for people to see. And that is the consistent teaching of Jesus, that whatever religious practice you do, make sure that you have a set purpose in your mind that this is to draw me to God and help me to worship God and help me to know God. If it's done for show for others, then it is corrupt and it's worse than not doing it at all. And so that's where, you know, we have a skepticism, I think, in Christian churches today of religious practices, and it's good to be skeptical. But don't throw the whole thing out, because Jesus practiced religious things in his prayers, in what he taught the disciples to do. We're going to see examples of this during the week. And I believe that the reason the Bible says a lot about religious customs and practices is because we are people of habit. We need things to keep our attention from being drawn away from God and to the things of this world. And so if you have the right motive and heart, then I think religious practices can be very good. We'll develop this starting tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.